This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Back in 2015, Elton John worked with English luxury giant Burberry on a Billy Elliot-inspired marketing campaign. Now, Elton John is working with Burberry again, this time on limited edition LP re-releases of six of his albums, including 111770, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, Too Low for Zero, and Songs from the West Coast, the last of which is seeing its vinyl debut. In addition to the albums, the box set contains restored album artwork and liner notes, all nestled in a brilliant red box festooned with gold glitter and emblazoned with Elton John's gilded signature. The 800 box sets will hit Burberry stores in US, Europe, Asia, and Canada next month, as well as the Burberry website. Late singer Nico is the subject of Italian director Susanna Nicciarelli's next project. The biopic, called Nico 1988, will focus on the singer's post-Velvet Underground and Andy Warhol years, specifically her stint touring Europe as a solo artist and trying to kick her heroin addiction on the road with her manager Alan Wise and her son Ari. Director Nicciarelli says the film is constructed around the inspiration of Nico's music, that will be more telling and more powerful than any of the film's dialogue or situations.
These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do.
Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.